I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, second out of the program. Thanks for being with us. Jazz about to tip off here, waiting for the end of this Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are down 1 point right now with 11 seconds left as the Bucks just went up by that point by making a nice little layup there with 11 seconds left. Boy, they need this one. I mean, the difference of getting this one, but KD's just been on fire tonight. I mean, Kevin Durant just makes anything he wants from the mid-range, Scott. And that's scary. And then I go, well, not trying to look too far ahead, Scott. How do the Jazz take on Kevin Durant? And you were just like, no, it's simple. He's not a three-point shooter. I mean, You're like confident the Jazz could beat
But you watch Milwaukee and everyone kind of stands around. It's isolation basketball.
Yeah.
The Jazz move the ball offensively, make it hard to defend, and they get some really good looks because of that with three-point shots. You know, the Jazz are going to win or lose this season.
That's a great point, Scott.
Their ability to hit shots from three-point.
Well, I mean, they own that. It's not like a live or die by the three-pointer thing. This is the style of basketball we play. That's it. That's the end of it. As Milwaukee looks like they're going to close this one out here with 2.8 left. They just got the rebound, the defensive rebound, and they might escape this one here and go up or get one at home here and be 1-2 in the series. All right. Scott's the 805 cut. You know what that means? We're going to talk a little about something else right now. It's going to be college football because this is not a drill, everybody. Things are starting to move in that direction of expanding the playoff. Let's do it.
The Cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. I do want to read a couple of these predictions we asked for via text, Scott. You ready for this? Jazz go into the halftime tied. I like this because it's very detailed. Okay. Jazz go into halftime tied. Down by 10 at the end of three, win by 5. Like, that's down by 10 at the end of three, that's nerve-wracking. But, hey, if they win by 5, then fine. What about the X factor for the Jazz? The winner of the Sixth Man of the Year award, yes. Not just winner of the Sixth Man of the Year, but also the second place Sixth Man of the Year with Joe Ingles as well. I think you're in good hands with all these guys on the team. All right. Scott, the thing I wanted to talk about was the college football playoff. It looks like the committee will consider expanding it. And that, you know what that means? What they're talking about is they're talking about it. So that's the movement we had today was they will consider this. And that also means that they could actually get out of the current situation now a year or two earlier than they than we thought they would have, and actually go to and what they're looking at is, according to these sources, is a 12-team playoff. Scott, that you and I have been pimping this entire time. We have been absolutely wanting this 12-team playoff. The thing is that here's what the setup was. Then we described this a little bit earlier in the week, and it was pipe dream then, and now it's already turned into, we might go that direction. You have the automatic four that get in that are the top four teams in the country and conference champions on top of that. That hasn't changed because you're going to be those are who would have been in the college football playoff right. Anyway.
So basically you're having what is more or less now.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you add another P5 champion in there. So the next P5 champion, no matter their ranking, is that what I'm understanding? Like, as long as they're a P5, as long as they're the P5 champion, if you're a P5, if you're one of the champions of those conferences, you go into this college football playoff. Now, they could figure out where they might rank you based off of where your actual ranking is. But that being said, if you're a champion of a Power 5 conference, you will absolutely end up in this playoff as well. After that, you have the G5 bid, auto bid, which is the best group of five team. So from last year, it would have been your Coastal Carolina, Cincinnati. I mean, that's the group we're talking about there. So, and then you have, was it five? No, it's six at-large bids, which makes me excited. Now, based on the way that it is, we can actually tell you what the rankings would have looked like and who would have been in the college football playoff in the last couple of years. And it's kind of insane and really exciting to think that an expansion could be like that. Scott, well, you've been kind of the scientist on this.
I don't know about scientist here, but I mean, I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express. look, Arizona, Colorado, Western Michigan would have actually been in the playoffs under what they're proposing.
In the last couple of years.
In the last 7 years.
And, wait. Who are those teams again?
Arizona.
Okay, that's laughable.
Colorado.
Okay.
Western Michigan. And
the Broncos?
Coastal Carolina.
And Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina.
So Coastal Carolina.
Had BYU beaten Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, that was their problem.
Then under this new program. And then BYU would have made it.
Now, they ended their season 11th, but that doesn't. It was right. All about where they were going into that final bowl season.
So the reality is, as an independent, under this program,
it's harder.
Well, no, there's a chance that BYU, I think, could actually get. You know, if they had a season like they did last year, again, they're probably going to have to be a team that goes undefeated. A lot of those. Outlier programs, it's got to be an undefeated season.
You probably
get a look.
You've got to be a top 10 team.
The Boise State,
yes.
All those things. You're gonna have to be extraordinary.
Who
in
would have
order
been
to make it? Here's what I don't like about
what
this
is it?
Right off the bat. It's still going to be about rankings.
Yeah,
and so
the human factor.
So
too,
so
right?
What? Well, it's the human factor, but then it's also like, why have a hard schedule?
Yeah,
you know, we want to. You know, we still want to be an undefeated team going into it. And I just think that, you know, taking away some of that, you know, getting really good competitive non-conference games. Because why did everyone go to a challenging non-conference schedule? It was for the strength of schedule, right? It was to get bonus points when they were determining the rankings. And now it's like you just need to be ranked, you know, and I don't, you know, maybe they'll have the same system of ranking. I don't know, but I still don't like the ranking side of this. And I think it, you know, it still creates a lot of control that's arbitrary, but what you're getting is a realistic shot at a lot of people being able to play for a national championship.
Who would have been,
and I think people will feel a lot better about
it. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about who the teams that would have been in last year with this metric, and maybe we'll even go back a couple of years and kind of blow your mind as to who would have been in there. Does Utah make that list? Did BYU make that list from last year? We'll come back. We'll talk about it. 57500 is the text number. Give us your Jazz Clippers prediction here as they're about to fire up and tipping off right here across the street of Vivint Smart Home Arena in Game 2 in the Western Conference Semis. Taking the break, coming back right here next on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.